don't just wing life and make a pricing model for your work. Hi, my name's Matej, and this is Surviving Art. I started out as a happy painter about 10 years ago, under the comforting and protective wing of the educational systems and institutions in Slovenia, with tax exemptions, free healthcare, and subsidized food and even living. We probably have one of the best systems, in my opinion. But apart from the obvious misunderstandings, I held on to firmly that connections and people are more or less unimportant if your work is good enough. I also thought that all it took for me to go full-time with my art after I leave the academy was to be good at my craft. Well, needless to say, I was in for a surprise. I got a few shows by just applying to any open call I could find and understand without the need for Google to translate the page, and things did seem quite positive at the time. I even sold a few works to some of my friends' families, poorly priced, but they were my friends, so I never did mind. But then I got the big news. A wealthy collector appearing out of the blue, coming all the way from northern Germany, was interested in my work. And he and his personal gallerist came to our academy to take a look around, and the news of their arrival spread throughout the whole school. He was interested to buy. I was ecstatic. I couldn't even believe it. I mean, this was the big one. And I could tell it was all uphill from here on. The gallerist even somehow managed to get my cell number and called me to remind me to prepare a price for the work a few days before our meeting in my atelier. And I decided to go to my trusted professor to help me figure out the price and ask him for advice on how such sales actually work. But do you want to know what happened? I sold work for about 5% of what I could have gotten. Because I had never sold anything as large and consequently had no feeling for the price, my professor turned out to be a publicly funded artist that probably sold 30 works in his life and recommended the price to be around 200 to 400 euro for one work, about 1 times 1 meter in size, so you can imagine. But I blame myself. The main issue was that I was used to 50 euro sales, and even 100 euro seemed quite the deal to sell a work on canvas, usually small paintings about 30 times 30 centimeters. And these collages were on custom-made plywood constructions, took 10 times the time to create compared to my paintings, and just the adhesive I used cost me 40 euro per work, and it was the lowest of the expenses. The wood was about 100. Because I had no plan, I relied heavily on others' opinions and never questioned them that much. And the pricing model I used to structure the prices for my work, even after I started to get a few consistent sales, was winging it and hoping for the best. Sadly, unlike birds that wing it and because of God knows what miracle of genetic memory usually learn to fly by just jumping out of their nests into oblivion, we humans don't seem to have cultivated price-setting and expense-calculating genes over the millennia to become activated the second we enter a bazaar or get an interested customer inquiring about our work. Or if we did, they probably just evaded me and I got GERD instead. This is why tomorrow we'll focus on direct sales and the different ways we can structure our prices, so that regardless of what situation we're in, even if we're talking about a hypothetical commission, we can know exactly how much a work would cost to not only make us a good return, but to be in line with all of the other works we have sold already. Tomorrow then, we'll focus on direct sales and why kebabs aren't a viable currency for artists. So, thanks for listening and see you tomorrow on Surviving Art.